And what was your biggest scoreline of the year? Was it your best win as well?
Look, the game was in the first half, it was a bit of a shootout, wasn't it? So I don't think you're going to put a high score of the year as the best game of the year. So, I was really proud of the players. They finished the game off well. And, the last quarter we went up another gear, so that was pleasing.
How important was Nick on return?
Oh, it was important for us as a club. I mean, we set up a little bit differently when he's not around. Although Cal, I think, has really evolved as a really solid ruckman this year, and we don't lose a hell of a lot when Nick goes out of the ruck, and same with Scotty Lysett last week. So it was just good for him to get back in his environment around the football club and be back with his family over here.
After he kicked his first goal, did he return at all? Did he get
the same? Look, I don't want to overplay this situation. I think it's something he's dealt with his family. We've tried to help him out as much as we can. He got back early in the week. It was a good release for him to play, and I'm sure he's glad that we've had a win.
What was the most pleasing aspect of what you did after half time?
I thought the game wasn't really how we like to play in the first half. We like to attack that way, but we don't want to defend that way. So as much as it would have been exciting to watch, I think they were almost 50 points at half time, the doggies. So it wasn't necessarily how we're moving the ball, but it was how we were defending. I'd like to clean up a little bit, and I thought in the second half we defended a lot better, and there was a few things going on with personnel with the doggies that I thought they had to change a few things, and that restricted them in the midfield a little bit. So we probably took advantage with the clearances and around the ball, to be honest. And I don't think you take too much out of the last 15 minutes from a Bulldogs point of view, but we did finish off the game well.
Were you satisfied with your decision to play Elliott back and go with the smaller mix in the back six?
Yeah, it's a bit of an experiment at the moment. We're not quite sure how long that can last. They're a really dangerous forward line with what they've got up there. It's really dynamic, and we took a bit of a risk, but obviously we won the game, so we'll take that. And the biggest thing, we've got no injuries, so we've got some players coming back. But yeah, we tried something a little bit different. It paid off for us, but I don't think you want to play like that every week.
Stringer and Camry were really threatening in that first half. Can you just talk us through what your thoughts were and what you kind of tweaked after that?
Oh, I thought they were just too good on occasions. There were some really, really good bits of play, some really sharp ball movement. They're an aggressive, brave side, the Bulldogs, and you've got to respect that. Sometimes it's really hard to stop when it comes in like it did. So I wouldn't say we could have been taller in our back half. I just thought they've got some dangerous forwards, and they play a good system that's going to provide them with plenty of opportunities. So it was probably more about trying to dry up the opportunities, to be honest.
What are Jeremy McGovern's chances next week?
Good. Yeah, I think he's back. So he trained. He could have played this week, to be honest. We held him back the extra week, so we're hoping that he trains and gets through the week.
And will?
Not quite sure on Will. We'll find out a bit more about. Initially, it was a 1 week, but we'll see how we go.
Last time you brought Jeremy back after just 2 weeks, he pinged it again. Given you only need one win to finish top two, you're not tempted to give him another week to make sure he's done?
Oh, look, I haven't looked at to be honest, what we need to do in the next 2 weeks to finish one or two. We'll look to see how the players pulled up. I don't think we'll play those games, to be honest. I don't feel like we're in a position where we need to rest players, or I think it's dangerous for us. If we're 2 or 3 years in a row in this position and we can manage our players in a way where we thought we're going to be there at the pointy end, a bit different. But at the moment, we're enjoying the ride we're on, and I don't really want to mess it up by trying to manage players through games.
Matheson's been pretty good and pretty important for you this year. How do you think you went to main midfield without him?
Yeah, look, we had a few soldiers down, to be honest, today that played a lot of footy together. So we had to shuffle the team a little bit. Great opportunity for Murray Newman to come into the side, albeit as a sub. Rosa had to play in the wing a bit more. So we did a few things different. Obviously, Yo went down back as well. But they play in a way that's predictable to each other, and they've got belief in it, so it seems to be working.
You've had major personnel issues the whole year. Have you got any idea what your best 22 could possibly be, given what you might have available?
Well, it's probably the most pleasing part about our season is we've got through... no choice of ours. We had to provide ourselves a little bit of flexibility with our side. That's our long-term goal, to have players who can play in multiple positions, but sometimes you don't get to do that until you're forced to. So whatever happens this year, we'll go into next year knowing that we've got a healthy balanced list that's got a bit of flexibility.
But in terms of this year, does that give you really good options to play specific players for specific opponents come finals time?
No, it's a little bit dangerous playing specific opponents on our players playing on specific opponents. It's not really the way we've been going about it. So we'll just have a look at who's best match up this week in terms of our back six and mids and forwards, and we'll go from there.
And Josh Kennedy look like his season may be done at some point. He's now going to win the Coleman medal, another seven today. A word on him and his contribution.
I thought he's fantastic. I never thought his season was going to be over, by the way. That was you guys. But he's been sensational. And today, his ability to compete one and two down has been fantastic. And the pressure he puts on, the rest of the forwards feed off that. And I think it's gone a long way to help us win games. Our front six, the pressure they can put on, it helps to keep it in half. So I couldn't be prouder.
Nice moment for Murray Newman with his goal. The players and the crowd both sort of rumbled around him a lot.
Really good, yeah. Good unity from our players. Don't know about the option. 25 out, trying. I know what the intent was, and the game might have been, we might have had a control. But to see the players and the crowd unite behind Murray was really good for Murray and, for his future as well.
You're only 2 points off top spot now. Does the minor premiership mean anything at all to you, or is it all about just top two?
Look, it's all about Adelaide, to be honest. We want to win this week, so we'll prepare our best side to do that, and they're in really good form, so I'm not too worried. We're going to finish as high as we can. I've said that every week for the last 10 weeks. So if that's top, fantastic. If it's top four now, guaranteed. So that was the prize today, and I suppose the prize now is top two.
Adam, I know you won't care about these things, but you moved ahead of Fremantle on the premiership market. Is there any need to keep a lid on the hype with your playing group at the moment?
You're absolutely right. I don't care about those things.
Mark Hutchings, just a word on him. He had a really rough pre-season and had to fight his way into the side. How pleased are you with what his performance is like?
Yeah, he's been building. Yeah, good opportunity for him with losing a few midfielders like Duggan and obviously Selwood's been a bit in and out with his ankle as well. So opportunity. These players have had a lot of opportunity this year. Dom Sheed's come on really well for us this year as well. So it's part of our development with our list. And like I said earlier, injuries have provided some of those guys with opportunities, so they've got confidence now, which is really, really important.
And Scott's still set for this week to be available?
Yeah, I think he'll be in the mix to be available for sure.
Thank you.
Cheers.